You're listening to WYSO on WYSO.org and NPR One. I'm Ariel Van Cleve. This is Why So Curious. That's our series driven by your questions about the Miami Valley, its people, history, or economy. Since we started, a lot of people have asked about downtown Dayton. WYSO's Lewis Wallace took on a question about grocery stores downtown after people voted for it on our website. Webmaster Juliet Frumholt asked him what he found.
This month's question came from a round of voting with a lot of questions about downtown Dayton development. Tell us about what won.
The question that won in a voting round on WYSO.org was from a woman named Christy, who I met at the Second Street Market.
Will there ever be the opportunity for another grocery store, something like that down here?
So I wasn't actually able to reach Christy, who's a Dayton resident, to follow up on this story. But a lot of people have asked about the possibility of getting more grocery-type resources in the downtown Dayton area.
This is obviously a question that looks into the future. What do we know right now about the grocery situation in downtown Dayton?
Right. So I'm not a fortune teller. This matter of will there ever be an opportunity is a little hypothetical. But we do know there are some pretty clear reasons why a big name type grocery store downtown isn't a possibility just yet. Pretty fundamentally, it's a numbers issue and what the representatives of the big box stores would call a demographics issue. So they study really closely how many people live in this radius. Do they drive? How far are they willing to drive? What are their incomes and what are their interests? What kind of products will they buy? So when you have a Trader Joe's or a Whole Foods or a place like that open up, they've looked at this really, really carefully. Right now, in the 1 mile radius around Main and 3rd Street, there are about 4,500 households with an average income of $30,000. And that's just not quite enough people making quite enough money to support something like a Whole Foods. Within 3 miles, you're talking about almost 100,000 people living in that radius around downtown. And the average income also goes up. But then keep in mind, almost all of those people have cars or are pretty dependent on cars to get around and are willing to drive. It's been proven by studies to Kettering or Oakwood or, you know, across town a little further to grocery shop. If they're willing to drive, a store isn't going to invest in a downtown location where it might actually be harder to park. There is a store downtown right now, a full-service grocery store, the Stop and Save, right downtown on 3rd Street. Some people feel like that's too expensive. I talked to Greg Scott with the City Plan Board, who kind of explained the problem there.
It may be convenient to have it downtown, but if I'm buying all of my week's groceries and it costs me an extra, let's say $100 to buy what I can drive 2 miles, 4 miles away and buy, and save that $100 every week, folks are going to drive.
Scott does have an idea for a place to put a store, the old Supply One building on Wayne Avenue, just south of 5th Street. And there could be parking there, but it's also walkable.
So we know the issues, but do we think that this could happen eventually?
Sandy Gudorf, who's the head of the Downtown Dayton Partnership, says, yeah.
At the end of the day, we just don't have the residential density yet. And I think it's a matter of time. And I can't say how much time because we work really hard to attract them, but we just don't have the density.
So she and the city, Mayor Nan Whaley, are working primarily on this issue of residential density, trying to redevelop more of the downtown office stock or older housing stock to get more people moving in and living downtown. And that's been really popular. There's a really low vacancy rate in downtown residences right now.
Looking at residency and grocery stores, should the focus be on downtown Dayton proper, or should we be looking at the city of Dayton as a whole?
That's a question that's come up a lot. And I put that to Mayor Nan Whaley, you know, why this focus on development downtown when you can go right across the river to West Dayton and you'll hear the same complaint that there's not enough grocery stores or there's not a good grocery store serving that community. Here's what she says about downtown development as a focus.
I would definitely argue that downtown growing is good for every neighborhood in the city of Dayton because, you know, when we see the rebirth of the core, that helps and has an effect through the whole city.
So it's this idea that downtown is everybody's.
So if the focus is on redeveloping downtown Dayton, are there maybe people who don't think we need a grocery store in downtown that, you know, the options that we have are good enough?
So I talked to a man named Herman Brown. He lives and works downtown. I met him outside of the Stop and Save where he had just picked up a few groceries.
I come every day. I get me a salad every day. I'm happy right here.
He's a good example of somebody who's pretty happy with the options. If he needs something on sale or to get some larger items in bulk, he'll drive out to a Meijer or a Kroger, or I'm sorry, he'll usually take the bus out to a Meijer or a Kroger, and that's all very convenient coming from living downtown. A few years ago, the Young Professionals Group Update and took on this question of food resources downtown, and they ended up creating what's called the Dayton Food Finder that presents a whole kind of list of food resources, ethnic grocery stores, small specialty stores in and around downtown that maybe not everybody knows about that taken all together can get you pretty much everything you need. Emmy Fabich from Update and made a pretty strong pitch for we need a cultural change, not another full-service grocery store.
We're in a society right now where we're very spoiled. You should have to go to more than one location to get all of your food, and you shouldn't be able to rely on it being delivered to your doorstep.
We talked at Fifth Street Wine and Deli, which is one of the places on the Dayton Food Finder. And you can find out more about that on our website on WYSO.org, where we have this story up as well as a map of some downtown Dayton food resources.
Lewis Wallace, thank you so much.
Thanks, Juliet.
Juliet Frumhold and Lewis Wallace with the latest from Why So Curious, our series where you ask the questions and Why So reporters hit the streets. Ask your own question or find out more about past investigations at WYSO.org.